This is the eHealth Radio Network, your source for health advice on demand. And now your host, Eric Michaels.
Thanks for joining us once again here on the eHealth Radio Network. This is your host, Eric Michaels. eHealth Radio gives you the most current health information, news, and advice featuring some of the leading innovators in healthcare and wellness who are changing healthcare as we know it. For more eHealth Radio reports, we invite you to visit our main radio channel site at eHealthRadioNetwork.com. Today, we're speaking with, once again, Dr. Asla Tunanwar-Samaja, the CEO and founder of BNU, an innovative provider of natural bee products. A food scientist committed to creating natural and healthy products for the educated consumer, Dr. Samaja is a pioneer to combine science and nature for safer, more effective, natural bee products. And Dr. Samaja, always great to have you, and thanks for joining us once again here on the program.
Hi, how are you, Eric? Nice to be here with you again.
It certainly is. Always enjoy your visits and looking forward to hearing further from you here today. So tell us, Dr. Samaja, you mentioned in our previous interview the benefits of propolis. Can you repeat and remind us what is propolis and what are the properties of propolis?
Well, propolis is a resin-like product from the hive that bees collect, and they use it as a disinfectant in the hive. They collect all these health beneficial antioxidant compounds from the trees, and they bring it to the hive, and they seal every cell with propolis. Because it's a very strong antibacterial, antiviral, antifungal, and antioxidant product, you can compare the antioxidant power of propolis with pomegranate, for example. It has 80 times more antioxidants compared to pomegranate. It's the strongest natural antioxidant product in the world, and it protects our immune system against viral, bacterial, and fungal infections if we use it daily in our routine nutrition program.
Also, Dr. Samaja, how does propolis affect our immune system? Get into those important details.
Well, propolis is not a new product. It's as old as 20 million years. Since the bees have been producing honey, they have been producing propolis too. So it's not a new product. And humanity has made a lot of use out of propolis in the ancient times too. Egyptians, they used to use propolis as a natural remedy against some diseases. Because, you know, in the ancient times, there were no drugs. Drug discovery is far new compared to the natural components like propolis, ginger, and other natural products from the plant. So they used propolis as a natural antibiotic in the past, the Egyptians. And they used propolis as a natural remedy for the skin diseases, like, for example, eczema. And they also used propolis against infections, especially viral infections, which now is a very bad worldwide outbreak, you know, the coronavirus outbreak. People have used propolis against outbreaks in the past, too. Hippocrates is a very important doctor who built the basis of medicinal science. He also used propolis in his remedies, and they are now like written books from the past, from the ancient times, which arrived also today. So we see propolis in his remedies too. It's not a new product. It has been searched many times. There are 119,000 papers, scientific papers in the literature about propolis. People have used to use propolis against many different diseases in the past and still now. It's a super food from the hive, which boosts our immune system, which protects our body from viral bacterial infections. Also, during this outbreak time, it is very important to consume propolis regularly and daily. You know, our products, we produce propolis in the region of Anatolia, where there are lots of endemic plants the most diverse region in the world with endemic plants. And we extracted with our patented technology, awarded patented technology, to get rid of the beeswax, which our body cannot synthesize, cannot digest, and to get all the health beneficial compounds, natural antioxidants from the propolis. And you should use, as adults, minimum 20 drops daily, and minimum 10 drops daily for children. And if you feel any signs of a disease, even coronavirus, any symptoms, you should increase up to 80 drops daily for the adults and 40 drops daily for the children. What does propolis do? I just made a new literature search about especially viral infections on propolis. There are hundreds of papers about different viral infections with propolis. The old corona version was also searched. In under in vitro conditions, they grow coronavirus. They grow influenza virus. They grow rotavirus, adenovirus, different types of viruses, and they apply propolis extracts over it to test how all these viruses behave when there is propolis in the environment. And it is found out that if there is propolis in the environment, viruses cannot replicate and cannot grow. So they cannot cause infection if there is propolis in the environment. And also propolis, you know, this coronavirus is a virus with envelope. Propolis extract disturbs the envelope of this virus, so it cannot even live if there is propolis in the environment. It is shown in vitro and in vivo too, which means with animal studies and with without animal studies in the laboratory. This is proven. So probably as this new coronavirus is also envelope virus, propolis is probably is also very effective against the new COVID-19 virus too. So it's very important, especially these days, to use propolis daily for two reasons. One, to boost our immune system, to get rid of the dead cells, to get rid of the free radicals, to get rid of the pathogen bacteria and viruses, and also to protect ourselves against viral replication in our body. If we catch the virus, if this virus gets into our body somehow, and if we are consuming propolis in routine, probably it will not cause a very severe disease, which is the acute respiratory tract infection, which we don't want to have in this COVID-19 case. Because it is shown that this COVID-19 virus is attaching ACE2 enzyme to get into the lungs. And consuming propolis in routine decreases the number of ACE2 molecules. So it cannot attach to that molecule. The virus cannot attach to the molecule and then it cannot go into the lung. So people who are consuming propolis in routine, they will probably have a very light symptoms comparing to people who are not consuming propolis in routine. And in Istanbul, you know, I'm in Istanbul right now, and the outbreak is spread everywhere. People who are consuming propolis in routine, even in the same house, we are experiencing this. Our customers get back to us. I have friends who catch this virus who test positive for COVID-19. Husband is consuming propolis in routine and wife not. Husband have very light symptoms like just a headache, like some ache in the body and like normal influenza symptoms, and passes very quickly and easily. On the other hand, wife who is also COVID positive. He has high body fever, and she has high body fever and also lung infection. And we are seeing this difference very obviously. Even in the same house, people who are consuming propolis in routine, they have less symptoms, less severe COVID-19 case, and the rest, they have worse symptoms and more severe COVID-19 case. You know that this virus will spread everywhere, all the world, until all of us develop an immune response. The outbreak will go on spreading. So the only thing we should do is to support our immune system with these natural bee products, propolis, royal jelly, pollen. These are very important. And it's also very important that we shouldn't eat a lot of carbohydrates. We should be taking out all these refined sugars from our diet. We should get rid of all these heavy carbohydrates from our diet, and we should have high protein food, high vitamin food like pollen. You know that pollen is one of the best food in the world with natural vitamins, minerals, and high concentration of protein. So we should consume minimum daily 2 to 4 tablespoon pollen in our daily diet. It has all the natural vitamin B group, the vitamin C, A, K, E, which are very important for the immune system, and also zinc, calcium, magnesium, iron, which are very important also for the immune system. So we should add all these natural compounds to our diet, and we should get rid of the refined food and food containing a lot of chemicals. It's also very important. And plus, daily sports, good sleep, minimum 2 liters of water. Before COVID-19 reaches our body, we should have a very strong immune system. It will reach our body definitely, today or tomorrow.
Solid information and timely for sure. Now, how can we incorporate the use of propolis into our daily lives, which is, from what I'm seeing, very important?
20 drops daily minimum, or as a mixture with royal jelly and raw honey. We also have BNU propolis syrup. People can go to our website, bnu.com. And we also send with cargo to every place in the USA. So we should have one of these products in our daily diet. And for the children, minimum 10 drops.
And thanks for the details there. Today we are with Dr. Asla Tunanwar-Samaja, the CEO and founder of BNU, an innovative provider of natural bee products. She's joined us once again here on eHealth Radio's health news and supplement channels, a part of the eHealth Radio Network. Now, Dr. Samaja, you had mentioned your own personal story some time ago, and love to hear that again for those that especially haven't heard it. Share with us your own personal story about propolis and your son's disease, if you would.
You know that my son, I had a son with low immune system. When he was 11 months old, he started having high body fever nearly every week. And it didn't go away without using antibiotics. We had to use a lot of antibiotics to get rid of this high body fever. It lasted for 5 years. At the end of 5 years, because of low immune system, he started developing another case, which is very dangerous and really horrible for a mother. He started inner bleeding, which is called Henoch-Schönlein vasculitis. And the body is causing it on itself. It's like an autoimmune disease. And our doctor said that the only way to get rid of this syndrome is to support his immune system. Otherwise, there is no drug, there is no cure. The only thing that I could do is to support his immune system. And he advised me to give him propolis and royal jelly to support the immune system. That was the time when I decided to start production of propolis my own, because I didn't trust the product on the shelf. I'm a food scientist. I can test all the effective compounds in any food, and I know that most of the products out there on the market, it's written propolis on it, but there are no active compounds. It's not real propolis. So I started producing for my son the first time, and I developed the extraction procedure in my own laboratory. I started giving him as a drop propolis and as a mixture royal jelly and raw honey. And after 6 months, his immune system, the number of immune cells in his blood increased from 400 to 800, and he was totally cured. There was no disease. The high body fever also gone. The Hennesson-Lyne vasculitis, inner bleeding problem was also gone. That was the time when I decided to start a company for producing propolis, royal jelly, raw honey, and bee bread. And that's how I became an entrepreneur. And now we are producing, we are the biggest producer in Anatolia for propolis, royal jelly, pollen, bee bread. And we are sending these natural products out there in 14 different countries in the world. One of them is USA, as you know, also in Europe and in some MENA region countries. And we are trying to spread all this natural, healthy foods out there on the market where there is no solution and who need to support their immune system. And we are now in the days where we notice that our immune system is our only warrior against all the diseases.
Certainly do appreciate your sharing your personal story there and your son's disease and the solutions to that. And can't thank you enough for spending time with us once again here on eHealth Radio. The big question is, and I'm sure listeners want to know, where they can find propolis near them and in what form, and is it available at Amazon or CVS in the U.S.? Give us some details there.
Well, it's also available in Amazon. Our product, BNU, is our brand. We are selling throughout BNU.com, our website. People can go to our website, make a search for our product. We are trying to reach everyone in the USA from our website, and we also ship by cargo until to their doors, so they can order online. If they want to buy it from CVS, it's available in most of CVS stores throughout all US. And if you are looking for a store closest to your home, please go to our website to store locator and make a search for a store for who is selling our product. If not, you can order through Amazon, or you can order through our website, bnu.com.
Well, I'd say that's about as easy and convenient as it gets. Again, Dr. Samaja, all the best. Thanks for what you do and for joining us once again here on eHealth Radio, and definitely look forward to another conversation with you in the future.
Thank you, Eric. And stay home, stay safe.
And you too. We've been speaking with Dr. Asla Tunanwar Samaja, the CEO and founder of BNU, an innovative provider of natural bee products. And once again, the website of reference is bnu.com. And again, this has been your host, Eric Michaels, and we do thank you for your continued support of the eHealth Radio Network. Join us again soon for another episode that will help further expand your knowledge on those things that are important to your health and wellness. For more eHealth Radio reports, we invite you to visit our main radio channel site at eHealthRadioNetwork.com. And as always, we do thank you for tuning in.
Thanks for tuning in to the eHealth Radio Network. For more information or to subscribe to this podcast, visit eHealthRadioNetwork.com.